Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of harvest! Wizards of weed! Cotton conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
We're coming down for the last couple of crop progress reports for 2023. We've got 93% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested. That's 3 points behind a year ago, 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Soybean harvest is done. Cotton harvest, 77% now harvested. That's up 6 points from the five-year average, a point behind a year ago. Grain sorghum, 96% harvested, 4 points ahead of the five-year average, and even with a year ago. Winter wheat planting, 95% nationally. That's 1 point behind the five-year average. Texas now 87% planted, 2 points behind their five-year average. Oklahoma, 95% planted. That's 1 point behind the five-year average. And Kansas at 98% planted. That's even with a year ago and the five-year average. As far as emergency is concerned, 73% of the Texas crop emerged. Oklahoma, 89% emerged now. Kansas, 91% to emerge, 6 points ahead of the five-year average. Winter wheat crop condition is 47% in good to excellent shape a week ago. This week, we're looking at 48%, so we'll point ahead. Texas comes in at 45% in good to excellent shape this week versus 40% in good to excellent shape a week ago, so an improvement there. Oklahoma comes in 44% in good to excellent shape this week versus 49% good to excellent shape a week ago. So we dropped about 5 percentage points on the Oklahoma crop. Finally, the Kansas crop a week ago at 31%. This week, we're looking at 33%. So not much change for the condition of the wheat crop in the state of Kansas. As we head into the home stretch of 2023, caught up with Angus producer John Pfeiffer in recent days and asked him about what he's hearing out in the countryside as he talks with cattle producers, commercial and purebred producers across the country.
The attitude right now to being a producer is good. I mean, cattle prices are high, cull prices are high. In most of the places, we're getting out of the drought, not totally out yet, but we're seeing that. If expansion is ever going to occur, it's going to begin to occur in the next year because we're getting to that point. People are realizing that if we're going to make that expansion, we need to make it with quality genetics and premium genetics that will produce that premium product.
I know that 2013, we saw that jump in quality of the cow herds. This could be a repeat.
I think it will be. And I think we're going to see, because of the quality of the seed stock bulls that are coming back, I think we're going to see a lot more CAB Prime, Certified Angus Beef Prime, being produced because we're increasing the marbling so much, and that's what tends to limit the Certified Angus Beef Prime.
John Pfeiffer offering two thumbs up. You've got farm news on Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.